This is the BBC.
This podcast is supported by advertising outside the UK.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
This is the BBC.
This is the Finger Licking, Lip Smacking, Cooking with Paula podcast from The John Toll Show on BBC Radio Ulster.
I have to say, I am literally salivating at the prospect of this self-saucing, even though I'm not going to see or taste any of yours, a self-saucing toffee apple pudding. Couldn't be more Halloween.
It couldn't be, couldn't it? You know, so when you've finished dunking for the apples, you could make this. Do people still do that? You know that?
Dunking for apples? Maybe not in COVID times. I don't know. What's the COVID situation around Halloween? Yeah. Slabbering over an Nile like apple and then somebody else sticking their face into the same bucket.
Remember, somebody always... shoved your back, the back of your neck further
right
into
down
the water.
Into it. Yeah, absolutely. And the floor got soaking and then it was awry.
The good old days. Yes.
So is this like a wee individual pudding or is this the kind of thing you slice and...
No, it's you could do it as a individual puddings. Probably make about six, but I just made it as a big one. It's a plonker down the middle of the table pudding.
Reach for yourself.
And then all fight over it. So, and the thing, of course, the first thing is the apples. So I've used a mixture of eating and cooking apples. And
oh, right.
If you just, you could do both, but I quite like using a mixture, John, because eating apples will hold their shape and then the cooking apples kind of go into like a kind of a mush in a good way. So you've got like a nice sort of, a nice sauce really around the apples. So the first thing I did was just fry those apples off, melted some butter and sugar, and just fry them off with a bit of cinnamon at the end until they caramelise. So that'll take about 5 minutes, and they're nice and soft, and keep stirring them. And then put that into a nice buttered bacon dish, or you can do it into about six individual, puddings if you have, ramekins that go into the oven.
And do you peel the apples?
Oh, I peel them, sorry, yes. Yeah. Cut them into, I normally just cut them into quarters or you can core them and then peel them, yeah, definitely. Mm-hmm. And then they get that nice sort of golden, colour when you fry them in the butter and the sugar caramelises. And then just that wee bit of cinnamon at the end, because we're getting into cinnamon time, aren't we, really?
Definitely.
Yeah, and so that goes into a buttered bacon dish and so just spread it down the bottom. Make sure this is quite a deep dish. And then the next layer that we're going to do is a sponge. So the sponge layer, it's really just, excuse me, John. The sponge layer is just self-raising flour and then just mix that up with some brown sugar. Make a well in the middle and you've got an egg, some melted butter, some buttermilk and then a couple of tablespoons of golden syrup. And you just whisk that up and it'll be quite, you think, that's quite a thick sponge, and there's a point to that, so it's not like when you make a Victoria sponge that's nice and kind of fluffy. Mm-hmm. This will kind of argue with you a wee bit, right. Kind of, pull against you. So don't,
Why the buttermilk?
Just because it's going to make it nice and fluffy, because eventually. So that goes in on, just spin that on top and spread it out completely over the apples. So that just looks like a wee apple sponge now at this stage. Now, the next stage is, this is a weird bit, okay? Mm-hmm. So this is what's going to give us our sauce.
So this is your syrup?
This is your sauce, yep. So the next layer is brown sugar mixed with corn flour. So we whisk that together and then just sprinkle that as evenly as you can over the top of that. So it looks kind of weird. So you've got corn flour and brown sugar. Kind of strange looking, but that's all right. This is it. Honestly, you really have to really trust me in this one, especially the next stage.
Mm-hmm.
So at this stage, I've got, you've stick the kettle on, boiling water, quite a lot of boiling water. And you think, right, that's a lot of boiling water. And then you whisk in a mixture of golden syrup and maple syrup into that. Or if you want to just do golden syrup is fine, or if you want to just do maple syrup, that's fine. So I just like the combination of the both of them, John, because I think maple syrup's a wee bit, it's not as sweet, and then it kind of counterbalances the golden syrup. But if you've got a sweet tooth, do totally golden syrup and whisk that up, and it'll melt completely. And
so you're whisking those syrups or whatever into the boiling water with the corn flour and the brown sugar.
No. The corn flour and the brown sugar is already, it's on top of the cake.
Okay.
So I've already just sprinkled that on. So this is a completely, so in a separate jug,
mm-hmm.
you've got your boiling water and your sugar, or your boiling water and your syrups. So then, you know when you're making an Irish coffee?
Yeah.
Right, and you're putting the cream on and you invert your spoon.
Mm-hmm.
So get the biggest spoon you have in your drawer and invert it, and then just gently pour that mixture over the back of the spoon all around the top of the surface where you have the sugar and the corn flour.
Okay.
And some of it, if you get a wee bit that looks a wee bit curdled, do not panic about that. It's going to be fine. Now, at this stage, you'll be looking at this if you're making this at home, and you're thinking, that ate it. Is making a fool out of me, and this is going to be, I've just wasted money. I've wasted, you know, 150 grams of butter, but please, you have to trust me in this.
Trust the process.
Trust it, right? Gently put it into the oven, go away and make a cup of tea, and in 40 minutes, you will open the oven and you will have this beautiful, golden, absolutely beautiful sponge, and then nice bubbling toffee sauce coming up through the side of it.
So why does it work?
It's. I remember making this with chocolate. You know, there's quite a well known, you know, self sauce and chocolate pudding.
Uh-huh.
And it's something to do with the corn flour and the sugar, and then that boiling water, John, over the top. And it's just this kind of process that everything that you've got your raisin agents, you've got your, you know, your baking powder and your self-raisin flour, you've got your egg and you've got your buttermilk's going to react with that, and that sponge just pokes up through everything, and then it leaves this, and then the corn flour and the sugar kind of drop and they meld in with the apples, and absolutely gorgeous.
Oh, sounds fantastic. And then your biggest decision after that is, do you serve it with cream or do you serve it with ice cream?
Or do you serve it with custard? And I always say, John, All three. And then the decision is taken out of your hands. So ice cream, custard, and a bit of whipped cream on the side. I actually had it with last night when I was making it. I had some vanilla yogurt in the fridge.
Oh, healthy.
Really healthy. And it was lovely, actually. It was really, because the yogurt was kind of tangy.
Yeah, a wee bit sharper.
Sweet. Yeah, really sweet. So I would recommend that as well.
Let us know how that goes when you make your own. self-saucing toffee apple pudding. Not entirely sure how it works, but it works.
Nope. Who cares, John? We're not scientists. I'm a cook. I'm not a scientist. I don't care as long as it does work.
Exactly.
I'm not interested in the science.
Exactly. Recipe on the website. Paula, thanks a million. Sounds absolutely gorgeous. Enjoy yours and happy Halloween.
Happy Halloween to you, John. I'm making a turnip lantern this year, so just for old time's sake, so I'll send you a photograph.
Good on you. Thanks a million.
Yeah, okay. Thanks, John. Take care.
That's it from this week's Cooking with Paula McIntyre podcast. For more clips and galleries from The John Toll Show, go to bbc.co.uk/Radio Ulster. And there are loads more BBC podcasts available at bbc.co.uk/podcasts.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.